Welcome to the Gore Girls Podcast. Welcome back to Gore Girls. I'm Lorelai.
I'm Grace.
I'm Elaine.
I'm Kayla.
And today we are talking about Talk to Me. It says 2022, but it came out in theaters here this year, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's new. It's new. It's the A24 hyped horror movie of the year. Yeah. Why did we choose this movie?
I think we chose this movie.
It was because... a listener's request, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Surprise. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Surprise.
Surprise.
Yay.
Yay.
Yay. Bryce.
Woohoo. Thanks, Bryce.
Yay.
Do we have this little note?
Yeah.
It's so cute.
We have to share it with everybody. So our listener recommended me do this movie. Elaine and I, we saw it in theaters several months ago when it was in theaters. Yeah. And then Grace and Kayla, you had not seen it yet?
Mm-mm. Correct.
Okay, cool. I'm excited to talk about it. It was interesting watching it a second time around. And like,
can we talk about it, our thoughts things? Now?
I mean, sure. did you like it?
I fucking love this movie, you guys.
Oh,
really?
I watched it three times. Yeah.
Oh my God. Oh. Okay.
Oh my God. Wow. That makes me so happy. Because I wasn't sure. That was the first thing that Laura, I almost said Michaela. I literally don't even.
Okay. Who's Michaela?
Laura and I talked about after the movie. We're like, do you think Grace would like this movie?
And I was like, I feel like I felt like you would because it's different from a lot of other like supernatural paranormal movies.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I was like, I don't know though. She might not like it.
I know.
That's why I like it. Because like it's different than other supernatural movies. Even Ronald loved this movie.
Wow.
Oh, nice.
Fuck Kayla, yeah. Did you like it?
I did.
Oh,
I feel like I need to watch it more than once. I procrastinated really hard. It was a very, very long week. So I only just watched it last night for the first time.
Okay.
And I think I need to watch it again.
Okay.
I did like it. I just have a few thoughts that we can get into as we talk about it.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm a little nervous.
Although, yes, I liked it.
Okay. I'm a little nervous that I'm going to hate it after your thoughts, but I love the movie, so.
I feel like I tend to do that. Maybe I should just like shut the fuck up and not share.
No.
I think we can flush it out, and like, I honestly think that we'll all still like it at the end.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we will.
Yeah.
Cool. Me too. Because I was like, you know, talking about it and like thinking about it more last night after watching it for the second time. And there are some things that you have to kind of like really think about for it to make sense.
Yeah.
Oh, see, I didn't have that at all.
Okay.
Good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited to talk about it. I think it'll be interesting.
Indeed.
Party. Thought-provoking conversations.
Very provocative conversations, one might say. Nice.
Well, Grace, do you want to tell us about the making of the movie?
Yeah, I have lots of notes.
Good.
Okay. So this was written by Danny Filippo. Mm-hmm. And Bill Hinsman, directed by Danny and Michael Filippo. They are twins from Australia. So basically, they're just like what I have decided as YouTube douchebags.
Yeah.
They have a channel called Raka Raka.
Oh.
And that has a lot of what Wikipedia says horror comedy and, quote, fake fail videos. They have won several YouTube awards. Didn't know that was even a thing, but they won Best Overall Video in 2014.
Wow.
Interesting.
Okay. Yeah, they just like, my note says TBH, they sound like annoying YouTube douchebags. They have a mansion with their friends.
Oh.
And then they have videos. And then they stopped being as popular as they used to be, so then they had to foreclose their mansion. They are also part of the fighting with Logan Paul.
Oh, God.
Oh, okay.
I did not know they were involved with that.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And then they just made this movie. And then my note says, I don't know, man.
I think that they just got really lucky, is what it sounds like to me.
It sounds like they just got super lucky. Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, it's a great movie, but.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I also saw somewhere that they were part of the crew for The Babadook.
I don't know what.
It just says the crew.
I love that movie.
They already have made a prequel and a sequel for this. It's already been made. The prequel is about Duckett.
Mm. No, I don't care about Duckett.
Well, you have to because it's coming out. I was reading something. It was a little confusing, but it sounds like it's more social media based. And then I guess they were going to release all these videos on TikTok, like for real, like to claim it was like a possession thing, like as for marketing for the movie. But then it turned out to be a little too freaky. And then they had to stop.
I kind of like that idea.
I know. So I don't know. Mm-hmm. That'd be good. I'll check it out. They have also, they are also working on a Street Fighter movie and a movie called Bring Her Back. Here's my note on Bill. He has done Talk to Me and Talk to Me Too.
Oh, nice.
Talk to Me. Is it going to be TWO or comma TOO?
It's just number two.
W-O. The number two.
Oh, man.
TOO would be two. Cool.
Yeah, two. So this is about this movie, Talk to Me, whatever we're doing. In 2008, Daley Peterson sent a short film to the brothers. He is credited as the content creator. He also makes Bluey.
Oh,
huh. That's my favorite Bluey. Fun fact of the whole movie.
Oh, cute.
He makes Bluey so and this movie.
Well, nice. Then we love him for it.
I know.
Bluey is a treasure.
It's the best. It really I is couldn't the best. Believe it. That's my favorite of the whole movie. Favorite thing ever. They worked on it together, like all of them, for 5 years. His original idea came from teenagers that were getting bored with, quote, modern devices, and they just try possession, and then it turns into a party game. So that's like the original idea where it came from.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
Mm-hmm. This is A24's highest grossing movie. Midsommar was the highest grossing movie than this one.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's shocking.
It has like pretty much amazing reviews everywhere. This is one of my favorite ones. A quote from Justin Chang. He wrote for the LA Times. This is just like a part of his review, but the actress that plays Mia, I know her name and now I forgot. But he says that she is more than just a scream queen, that she makes vivid senses. No, she makes vivid sense of Mia's ravaged emotions, revealing her to be a captiveless to the spirit realm than her own inconsolable grief. I thought that was interesting. Mm-hmm. Likes her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is a funny... interesting fact, not so funny, I guess. Talk to Me was released in Australia on July 27th, 2023, then came out in the US and Canada the next day. In Kuwait, however, the film was banned from the theatrical release. I can read you guys. Reportedly for featuring transgender actor Zoe Taraka.
Wait, who?
Haley.
Oh.
The report came despite the fact that the film was screening in other parts of the conservative Gulf region. And on August 9th, Kuwait authority formally announced the ban of both this movie and Barbie, claiming that it was to protect the public ethics and social traditions.
Well, fuck them. Cool.
I can't.
I read that yesterday.
Oh. I didn't even know that Haley was trans.
I think in the movie they're non-binary. They're non-binary, which they make really subtle, which is I would love to talk about that.
Yeah.
But yesterday when I read that, I went to their Instagram page and like saw the post that they made about it and read it, and it was just great. And they seem like a really great person. And
cool.
Yeah, like I was shocked, but not shocked to read that. You know.
Yeah.
It's really upsetting.
Yeah. Shitty. Yep. As fuck.
Sounds about right.
I thought that was interesting. Lots of facts about this movie.
That's awesome.
Cool.
But the Bluey fact was my favorite.
Yeah, I love that.
Nice. Well, Elaine, do you have a pun for this one?
Yep. So I was going to do like a hand pun, but like it was kind of hard. So I already like struggled when we did Idle Hands to find a hand pun.
Right.
And so then I was like, maybe I'll do like an Australia pun.
Yeah, there you go.
But like they were all like travel-y for like your Instagram captions. And I was like, that's fucking stupid. And then I looked at kangaroo puns, which might be in bad taste as the kangaroo did die.
The kangaroo.
Yeah.
But this is, what does a kangaroo get if it hurts itself really badly?
I got nothing.
A hopperation.
Oh,
hopperation. So stupid. Every single one is about hopping.
Hopping. Yeah, that makes sense. That tracks.
Nice. Hopping.
Love it.
Hopping. What is that from?
Young Frankenstein.
Yes. Very nice.
Mm-hmm. Do you want me to do a trivia question?
Yes.
Some of these are too easy, so I have to pick one that's a little hard. What is the country of origin for the film Nosferatu?
Like, where was it made?
Yeah.
Or, like, where is it? Is it Italy?
No. It's Germany.
Oh.
We just watched that over the weekend.
Nice.
I saw that.
Yeah.
I learned some stuff about James Franco listening to that one episode of that pop culture podcast that I listened to. And I would like to take back that we thought he wasn't that bad.
Oh, was it that bad?
Bad? Holy shit, dude.
Pretty bad.
It's so bad. So bad. But I would like to publicly say that James Franco is worse than what we originally thought. And I would like to take that back.
Yeah, first statement redacted. Yeah.
We don't like James Franco. And I would like to move into motion that we never do a movie in loving James Franco ever again.
Yeah. Right.
That was, yeah. That was rough.
All right.
All right.
Are you guys ready for this movie?
Yeah. Very ready.
Thanks, Bryce, for this great synopsis of the film. This movie is about kids who use a disembodied hand to talk to spirits of the dead, and it includes themes of abandonment issues.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Word. Mm-hmm. Nice.
Yeah. Okay, the opening scene. Teens are at a party. Some dude is frantically looking for his brother, Duckett. He finds Duckett, who is very unwell, and the partygoers start filming him. Duckett suddenly stabs his brother in the chest and then stabs himself in the face.
What a name.
Duckett.
Yeah. Duckett. Duckett.
What the fuck?
I don't know.
What are they thinking with that name?
I don't know. It just reminds me of Zach and Mary Make a Porno when he's like, Huck it, chuck it, football! Duckett? It's fucking, it's stupid.
This whole beginning scene gives me so much anxiety. I hate parties. I could never go to a party like this. I hate it.
Yeah, I said the party alone is stressing me out.
Yeah, it makes me really anxious and stressed.
And like no one listening to him and just
no. And then they're just videoing him.
Yep. Right.
Fuckers. I said super solid intro.
Super solid intro. Yeah, I was like, oh shit. And then I was like, oh my god. And he stabbed himself in the face and
I know.
Escalated.
You're like, oh, okay. This doesn't fuck around. All right.
When I saw this in theaters, good like intro. I hadn't really watched any trailer for it at all. Like, I just knew it was A24, and I love A24, so I was like down for it.
Yeah.
And when this happened, I was like, "Shit! Like, what are we about to watch?"
Like, right? I know you're like, "Where the fuck is this going?" It's very it grabs you right away for sure.
Yeah.
They have a way of doing that with their opening scenes.
Yes, they do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think that's very true.
You said you like A24, except there's a new A24 movie that doesn't look very good. Remember that one I sent you?
Oh, the Dick the musical?
The one that looks like fucking AI wrote it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
No.
I don't know why they're going that way. It's really weird.
It's bad.
Yeah.
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 Anyway. The house party, yes, that is anxiety-inducing, but you can just have music that loud and everyone's like, in your neighborhood is fine.
And is there a mom there? Wasn't there a mom?
Yeah.
Your parents?
She was like in the kitchen chopping stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And she was like, he's in Jaden's room.
Oh, yeah.
So
it's totally fine.
She's like one of those cool moms.
Oh, she's like
other
moms,
like a cool mom.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just feel like I'm really upset knowing that the prequel is going to be about Duckett. Because we already know what happens. Yeah, I'm upset. We already know what happens to him. I don't care. Right, I wanted what that hand is.
Yeah.
Right. It'd be cool to do a prequel about the hand itself.
I mean, yeah. Maybe there will be. I don't know. I'm going to give maybe. It a chance. You never know. Prequel sequels are never usually very good, but.
No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'll give it a chance. We'll see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
These YouTube boys. I don't know what they're talking about, I guess. Well, mostly it was the Bluey guy, but.
Yeah. Do we have more on that opening scene? I kept it by itself because I figured it was like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally separate.
Totally. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think it's great. Great intro. Mm-hmm.
I agree.
Totally.
Mia is at her mom's remembrance event and speaks to her aunt about missing her. Later, she picks up her friend's younger brother, Riley. On the way back to Riley's house, they see a dying kangaroo in the road. Riley tells her to put it out of its misery, but she leaves it. At Riley and Jade's house, Mia begs Jade to go to a party. They watch videos from the party and argue about whether or not they're real. Jade eventually agrees to go because Mia tells her she can bring her boyfriend. Riley and Jade's mom, Sue, comes home and shares a moment with Mia, and the three kids head to the party.
The way the dude grabs Mia to, like, get her attention when she has her headphones in.
Oh, her dad.
Yeah.
Really bothered me. I'm like, why did he grab her like that?
Yeah.
I don't know. It was just a note I made. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I don't know. It just seemed aggressive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The remembrance for her mom, at first I was like, is this her funeral?
I was confused about that too.
I didn't see it till like the second time. And that's only when they talk about it later that I was like, uh-huh. Oh, that was her remembrance thing or whatever.
Yeah, I was confused about that too.
I love the conversation between the two, between Riley and his friend.
His friend.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my God. Too. Yeah.
Try hard. He calls him a fetus. I love the acting in the whole movie is honestly really good.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
The acting is good. Yes.
Yeah. Even the kid does such a good job.
I was unsure if it would be good because typically kids just suck ass.
Mm-hmm.
But he was very good.
And like the relationships between everyone is believable and real.
Yeah.
I love when Mia and her dad go home and she's like washing dishes, mm-hmm. trying to talk to her with the water on, and she turns it off.
And then he's like silent. He
waits,
turns back on. Like, he starts like talking again.
Right. Like that's just such a relatable thing. And like when Riley's friend didn't know how to light the cigarette, like of course he wouldn't know how to.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I liked that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Very like relatable things. Like you can relate to her irritation there because we've all been there.
Yeah.
And like you can get a feel for what their dynamic is like. Mm-hmm, right away. And then like just dumb kids, like this kid's just being an asshole, but that's kind of how it is when you're a kid. You know, you have asshole friends, and I don't know, it's very good.
Yeah.
And I really like Mia with Riley.
Riley. Oh my God. Mm-hmm. I really love it. I really do.
Yeah.
And them too, singing and stuff.
Yep.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're super cute together. I was confused about that at first too. I was like, wait, is this an adopted brother? Is this a stepbrother? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What is this relationship? And then it became clear. I was just really confused because you don't get any of that before they get back to his house. So I was
Which I
kind of like white kid that she's picking up.
Yeah.
Right. I like that they do that with a lot of things like the mom dying and the remembrance thing. Like I love that it's not all just like, you know,
cut and dry.
Right. Yeah. They're not just like saying it. They're feeding us these things throughout the movie, and it's nice. Yeah.
A lot of showing, not telling.
Yeah.
A lot of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a very good way of that. And I love when they're singing in the car. Yeah. Also, I need a new thing to say then. I love. I also want to apologize for how many times I said I love when in This Is the End. I apologize. I'll come up with new adjectives.
You could say
I'm enjoyed.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I acknowledge.
Acknowledge. Mm-hmm. I'll come up with new ones, y'all.
No, you're doing great.
Jade is kind of a bitch.
She's a fucking bitch.
Honestly, they're both kind of shitty friends to each other.
Yeah,
yeah, they should not. They're very toxic friends. Yeah.
But like when Mia shows up and she's just like on her phone, like get off your fucking phone.
But it's real though.
It's real.
It is, yeah.
Yep.
We've all had a friend like that.
We all have. Yep. Before she gets back though with the kangaroo in the road. I love that, like, they go from singing so excited and then just abrupt, it stops.
Yes.
And that we don't see right away what it is. So you're just kind of like, what the fuck happened? What are they seeing? Was there an accident? Yeah. Like, what's going on?
Yeah.
And then, like, the kangaroo is like so
yeah
prominent for mm-hmm. what happens later in the movie. And just like the theme, like putting it out of its misery and Mia not being able to do the right thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. And take care of it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's good. I like that little
piece. Riley subtle. Being the one very to subtle. Encourage her.
Right.
To put it out of its misery.
Right.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, I didn't think of that.
And yeah, it is so subtle. Like you don't even really think anything of it until later on. And then you're later. Like, oh,
that's okay. Why.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause through the rest of the movie, I was like, what was the point of the kangaroo scene? Like mm-hmm. I just kept thinking about it. And then I was like, oh.
I did have to Google if that is how kangaroos sound, and it is. I did not know that they made sort of dinosaur sounds like that.
Yeah. That part makes me so sad.
It makes me so out. Sad.
Oh god.
It's just a little guy.
Just mm-hmm. a little guy.
I love Sue, the mom.
Oh my god, the mom's great.
She's such a bitch, but she's great.
Uh-huh. She's so funny.
She's very funny.
Again, it's real though. When
late,
you know, like the party. She's like, "One time's a party." Like it's so. Yeah.
I love that whole part.
Yeah,
we were sneaking so out. She's like, "I'm not." Lock the door.
She's only asking if I'm going to bed. If you're sneaking mm-hmm. out,
yeah. Yep. Like she knows.
Oh,
he still has a dick, Jade.
Yeah.
With Mia though, when they're in. Jade's bed. I don't like her outfit because she looks like Michael Jackson with the socks and the shoes and the high pants. I cannot.
Love that.
Oh my god, that's
totally
so
she does.
Also, get your damn shoes off the bed.
Off also, bed. That
never put your shoes in the bed.
Never.
Mm-hmm. Also, I think it's funny that Australians say Gucci and not Coochie.
Mm-hmm.
That made me laugh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it made me laugh too.
Yeah, like, one note is just that word is Gucci. That's it.
Yeah,
that's but not said. Spelled like Gucci, like the clothes.
Yeah,
right, Gucci. I spelled it Gocchie.
Mm-hmm. Like Gucci, but with a G.
Right.
Gucci.
We should name this episode Gucci.
Okay.
So when they're leaving, and Mia shows the story posted by Haley. And they so nonchalantly refer to Haley as they, them.
Oh, I didn't even notice.
Yeah, I didn't pick up on it.
Because Mia's like, look at this. Did you see what Haley posted? And I totally believe it. And Jade's like, that's because they're an attention whore. And like, why do you believe everything that they say? Like, and it's just so subtle.
Yep.
And perfect. Because I feel like so many movies, like we want to be PC. Mm-hmm. And we want to be...
Inclusive
of all different kinds of people, but it doesn't have to be. Look, this person is trans.
Look at this gay person to make over here.
Look, this person's gay.
Right.
Like
because it's just because
they
normal
don't do
thing.
That with
it's just a normal
they
thing.
Don't do that with cis hetero people.
And like
look at that.
I don't
they're
do
straight.
That in real
they're
life.
Straight. Right. Yeah.
I don't.
Right.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. So that is how
that's
you would just go about
incorporate
it in your life. Yeah.
It's a very organic way of doing it.
For sure. Yeah,
I really appreciated that.
Mm-hmm. I kind of
just in your face or trying too hard.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
to like make a point or whatever. Yeah,
mm-hmm. I kind of figured, but that I like that they just didn't say anything about it.
Yeah,
I was like, oh, okay, this is part of the movie. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Are we? Oh no, they're.
Oh God, you guys! I just even write it in my notes. I love how this is. I love how this is.
I do the same thing. If that makes you feel better.
Oh, okay. Here. Ready? Mm-hmm. I am fond. How about that? Mm,
there we go.
I am fond. I am fond of how current this movie is because like so many other movies we have done, they're so worried about being timeless, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I think they've done it in like Halloween and whatever. But no, they're like, here's our iPhone. We're videoing it. We're on TikTok. We're on whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also okay not to the point where it's like, annoying,
like the new Texas Chainsaw,
like, right,
or
right.
even like fucking Hocus Pocus 2. I could not. Lorelai and I were just talking about this. How they like they try to make it too current and like too of the times. It's like no, just include normal shit that we have today. Like every other movie has since the beginning of time. Like it drives me nuts.
The way they do it in this movie just makes it feel more real, and it just and it makes it more relatable. It's just how life is. Like, this is just what it would be like. Yeah,
like the new Evil Dead did it too.
Mm-hmm.
And the kids were like so
it's so hard to articulate, isn't it? It
like was, they have, you know, they have that face that you know only exists because of iPhone, like that whole thing. Mm-hmm. You know, they're iPhone kids. They look like that's just who they are.
Yeah,
you know. Yeah.
Yeah.
We sound like old people.
We do.
That was damn kids.
Damn the youths.
But no, like, it doesn't annoy me in this movie as much. It's just like, yeah, this is just current day. Like, mm-hmm. this is how it is.
Yeah.
I also like that all of these kids actually look like teenagers.
Yes.
What a concept.
Yep. They're not 30-year-olds playing 17-year-olds.
I am fond of it. Would
you say that you have a tendency to like it?
I would even go as far as to say I appreciate.
You fancy it?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I do fancy it. Grace
pulled up that damn thesaurus.com, didn't she? Mm-hmm. You guys are funny.
And I love, too, all the little things that were given into the, you know, relationship dynamics between Jade and Mia, and also with Daniel. Right, that's his name?
Yep,
Daniel. Oh, yes.
And they're like, 3 months and no kiss? But I'm like, yeah, what the fuck is that
what
about?
What the hell is that about? Yeah.
Weird.
Well, he's ultra Christian, right? Doesn't she say that at some point?
Yeah.
Yeah. But he doesn't drink.
And
he doesn't drink.
And then Jade and Haley's conversation. Because Jade's like, they're just friends. And then they're like, you keep telling yourself that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And it's like, yeah. It's just, there's a good.
It's very clear.
There's good tension, like, right away. And then you're like, okay, I'm interested to see, like, where this goes with the whole plot, you know?
Well, like, and Mia, like, telling Riley that he can come.
Yeah. Yep. Undermining, like, the sister.
Right.
Yep.
Like, Mia just really steps out of bounds a lot.
She does. Like, stop it. Stop.
Like, no.
But, you know, we've talked about it time and time again. Grief really changes a person, and it makes you do some crazy shit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I think she's really struggling with her grief.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, big time.
And doesn't know how to channel it in a healthy way.
Yes, 100%.
At the party, Mia has a hard time mingling with the other teens. Haley announces they're getting started, and Mia volunteers to go first. Haley puts a ceramic hand in front of her while Joss straps her to the chair. Mia holds the hand, says talk to me, and sees a ghosty man in front of her. After the teens egg her on a bit more, she does it again and lets the next ghost in. She gets real fucking creepy and everyone gets scared. They struggle to get the hand off of her at 90 seconds. Someone quickly blows the candle out and it ends. Mia laughs and says it was amazing. Later, when Riley can't sleep, he moves into bed with Mia. She tells him about a recurring dream she has about looking in the mirror but not seeing her reflection, like she doesn't exist. She says that touching the hand made her feel incredible. They speak about how her mom passed away.
My first note about all of this is just all of these people are the worst.
Yep.
I hate them. Mm-hmm. Haley and Joss are just fucking assholes. And this whole scene before they start with a hand made me really uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Like, I felt Mia's, like, it's not even awkwardness. It's like,
you just feel so out of place and unwanted.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And just like,
that's a very shitty feeling.
Oh, God.
She's like, cool house.
Yeah. And they just like ignore her.
Yeah.
She's just, been there and it's awful. And they do a really good job.
Like, they do a really good job of capturing that emotion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I didn't pick up on it until the second time watching it that Josh says Duckett gave it to me.
Oh yeah. Oh.
He says it in the scene. I didn't pick up on that the first time.
Yep.
So I was like, there it is.
The first time either.
There it is.
Yep.
Yeah. And I like that it's just like subtle. You might not hear it the first time, but like that's how they got it and that's what happened to him.
Well, and also like they're fucking dumb assholes. Like they saw what happened to Duckett. Why would you continue to use this thing?
It's like a drug.
Yeah, I was gonna say because it's like addicting to them.
Because you can tell later when they're doing it a ton.
Yep.
It's like they get a high off of it or something.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And yeah. kids are fucking stupid, man. You know, mm-hmm. it's, I think that's like just a general theme of this movie is that kids are going to learn their lesson the hard way, even if you tell them not to do something. It's like with smoking cigarettes, right. drinking, sex, yep. all these things. Teenagers are yep. just going to do it and learn the lesson the hard way because that's what they do. That's mm-hmm. what, mm-hmm. their frontal lobes aren't fully fucking developed.
Right.
So it's just like this. It's just like yeah. with this, you know, they know that this kid fucking killed himself, essentially. I mean, the demons mm-hmm. or spirits did it to him, but, you know, right. but so, they're still going to use it.
I was going to say, I feel like Mia only really volunteers to go first because of her whole feeling of feeling out of place mm-hmm. and shitty there. Yep. She's going to do it to
feel accepted,
and cool, and, yep. you know, have this thing to share with everybody else, you know, and it's yep. just, that's so sad. And that's also what happens. Like,
yep. Peer pressure is a motherfucker, man.
Mm-hmm.
I love when they get started and Haley's kind of explaining what is going to happen. And they say, they'll want to stay after 90 seconds or whatever. Mm-hmm. When they're like, it has to start. Mm-hmm. I have to stop after 90 seconds. And Mia's like, what happens after 90 seconds?
They'll want to stay.
They'll
want to stay. I also fancy when they're tying her up and doing the things and she's kind of like, oh, and they're rough with her. And so it's mm-hmm. like building your suspension as a viewer too. Like, oh my God, what's mm-hmm. happening?
Yep. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A really good jump scare with that first ghost.
Yeah. Yeah. And oh, yeah. it looks like the Well Walker from Walking Dead.
The Well Walker. I don't remember.
It's like season one. Episode.
God. I haven't seen that since it came out.
Yeah, I haven't watched that in a long time.
I also am enthusiastic about their eyes.
Yeah.
When they're possessed.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Her eyes yeah. are crazy.
You're enthusiastic about them.
I watched
a
little interview on YouTube. It was like some Australian journalist or something interviewing Michael and Danny. And she was asking, she's like, did you go like old school with that? Like, did you use contacts or did you use CGI? Like, and so they did use real contacts. They had like different sets for each person for the different phases of like possession. Mm-hmm. And then they said they did like minor enhancing with CG just to make it look more seamless.
Sure,
but they did go for everything in the movie. They went the more practical route, which is
amazing.
Which you can totally tell.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Some
of the eye though is a little different, you can tell, but it looks great.
Yeah.
I'm enthusiastic about when she goes to touch the hand the second time and her hand is like shaking so much.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And she's like, "Okay, shut up." Like she's going to do it. Mm-hmm. And the fucking ghost that she lets in is so gross. And I just googled the Well Walker and you're so right.
Yeah, see?
She did be looking like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just wet. And also there's like that sloshy, watery, gurgly sound that comes into play a couple
later
times. And I didn't notice that the first time.
I didn't either. Joey pointed out
when they're being
to me,
possessed.
And I was like, oh no, with that one specifically, with that one spirit. Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So yeah, I have thoughts on that.
Okay, cool. Me too.
Yeah.
Yay.
Cool. Oh yeah, and then all these kids and their fucking phones.
Yeah,
it's real though. It's I mean, that's what they'd be doing.
Yep.
Like you can't go to a concert, you can't go to any sort of event without someone just filming the whole thing.
Except Jade isn't, which I kind of like because she's not really into it anyway. It seems like. So I kind of like that she's the only one that's not.
Yeah.
Well, she just seems like pissed off that Mia's even doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And she thinks she's faking. She doesn't believe her.
Yeah.
Also, like, what the fuck? For them not to give Riley any kind of like heads up as to what the fuck they're about to do. He hadn't seen the videos. He has no idea what's going on.
And he just looks terrified.
Yeah.
Oh, and he's
crying.
Such a good actor.
Yeah.
He's supposed to be 15. Is that right?
Yeah.
Not even, I think.
I think he's like 14, yeah.
Poor baby.
Yeah, imagine, going into something like that totally blind and then having this scary bitch saying that shit to you. That would be absolutely terrifying. What the fuck?
But they like you.
Oh.
Yeah.
I want to know. She's like, it's over there behind you or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he. I want to know who he is. Because she's like, he's over there now. And then she says, he's behind you now. And I wish we knew who that was. Like, who are you talking about?
Yeah, if we had, like, seen it.
Mm-hmm. I think it's the old guy at the end.
Oh, well, maybe. Maybe because he was, like, hovering around Riley. Uh-huh.
And then he goes, like, you found me.
Oh.
He says that later to Mia. Yeah.
I thought the old guy she was getting from the old guy in the hospital. Because she looks at that old guy, and they're trying to save him. In the hospital right before. Mm-hmm. That's who I thought the old guy was at the end.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't know.
I kind of like that we don't see it, though, because, you know,
me too.
Sometimes seeing those things ruin it.
Or takes you out of it a little bit.
Practical effects or whatever. I kind of like that we don't see it. Sure. Yeah, she's only seeing it.
We don't see anybody else's ghost.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Just
mm-hmm.
hers.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Did you guys get scared at this part?
Spooked.
Not at this part.
In the theater, I was afraid.
Watching it a second time, not so much, just because I knew what then, you know, was going to happen. But
yeah,
I get freaked out at other parts. But
right when she's saying "run" over and over again.
Oh yeah,
and her head is just,
and that thing is great, like acting. Dead weight in her hand.
Yes,
like it's just great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very good acting.
And then I also picked up this time. When she's doing that and she was saying to Riley, like, they like you, she then looks at Daniel. She barks at him.
Oh,
yeah.
She barks at him.
Oh.
Ick. So there's that. There's that little tidbit. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ew.
When they get back home, Jade's a bitch to Riley.
Oh, my God.
God, such a bitch. No. You're not nine anymore. Like, that's your fucking brother. And you took him there.
I don't
there.
Know, though.
Just Charlotte. Console him.
Thing to Patrick.
Oh, really?
Teenagers are just assholes.
They're just bitches.
And when she's like, shut my door!
That's such a teenager thing, too.
Shut my door!
Did anyone think it was weird that Mia was on the couch?
Yeah, like, and like not with best friends.
Right, like anytime I had a sleepover with my best friend, like we just shared my bed or their bed or like.
Yeah.
I never slept on a couch in separate rooms from my best friend.
No. The only time that would ever happen is if there were, like, multiple of us at the sleepover and, like, we all needed somewhere to stay. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't think her bed was, like, too small. Like, Jade wasn't out there with her. Like,
right. Jade sucks.
It seems like Mia stays there a lot after her mom died. And so I just took it as it just happens all the time.
Mm.
And that would get annoying. That
too. Maybe.
Sure. And so maybe Jade feels like she just needs space sometimes.
Yeah. Mm. Okay.
Could be.
And it's almost like because it seems like she's there all the time since her mom died, that maybe Jade is annoyed and maybe she's like a cousin at this point. Like,
sure.
You know, she's sort of family because she helps the mom and she's like helps with the brother. And I don't know. Just.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah,
just a little bit of a different dynamic than best friends.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When they're talking about like their nightmares and stuff, and then Mia's one just little tear is so,
so good. So subtle and so perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And then she says, it's okay, I don't feel alone anymore.
I know.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, ew, scary.
Mm-hmm.
Scary.
Right. It's not because of Riley and Jade that she doesn't feel alone.
Like, do you not feel alone because
interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Even if it wasn't meant that way, I think it like plays into what's gonna happen very well.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, and then right here too, there's the creepy old hand. It's already latched on to Riley before he's even been exposed to it fully. It already wants him.
Yeah.
That's creepy to me. That's when I was like, ooh.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh. Are you all ready to move on?
I think so.
Yeah.
Okay. At school, Jade asks Haley if they can use the hand again. They all agree to meet at Jade's house. Daniel goes first this time. The ghost in Daniel has him masturbating in front of the group and making out with the dog. They take Cookie out of the room and all take turns with the hand. Riley begs Jade for a turn. When she says no, they have a fight, and Jade storms out. After she leaves, Mia tells Riley he can do it for 50 seconds. Mia encourages him to let the spirit in. After a moment, Riley starts speaking to Mia as her mother. Suddenly, he starts banging his head on the table and severely injures himself. He's taken to the hospital, and all of the teens agree on a story to tell the police.
I fancy when the mom is like, just slams the door in Daniel's face and then talks about the party. And then you're and she says, "On God, I will punch you in the face.
I will punch you in the face."
Yeah, this is my style of parenting.
Yeah, she's pretty funny. Mm-hmm. Do you guys know who she is?
Yeah, she's the aunt
from Sabrina.
She's also Eowyn from Lord of the Rings.
Oh my God, she is!
Hello.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. You're right.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my God. Yes. She's good.
She's good.
Then she's like, "My daughter's vagina, off limits."
She's just so funny.
Yeah.
It's a good amount of like little comedic relief with her before everything goes to shit.
Yeah. Oh my God. To shit so fast.
Yep. So quickly.
Hell in a handbag.
You say Haley's throwing cigarettes in her on her carpet and like, oh my God. Like,
yes.
You're just so cool. So rude.
You're so cool.
And you're just so above the rules and like you don't care about anybody's space.
Such a rebel.
I hate it.
Yeah, I wasn't a fan of that. So rude.
I do like when they say though that the spirit's a cunt.
Daniel's possessed
and
spirit's a cunt.
Telling Jade that she makes him soft.
Yeah.
I hate when you touch him.
Oof. Oh, it's so cringy. Oof.
It's so uncomfortable.
It's like Okay, you guys. So you weren't sure, whatever. I googled IMDb, whatever, where if this was appropriate for Charlotte to watch, and it just said inappropriate something with a dog in the IMDb, and I was like, ooh. And so when I saw this was coming, I was like, oh, what's gonna happen?
Oh,
it's so much worse than I thought it was gonna be.
Oh my God, you guys!
I thought it was gonna be worse.
Oh,
but it was still terrible. No, it was still horrible. I was still horrified, but I was expecting a lot worse. So I'm glad.
When I first saw this, I was horrified. I was just like, what the fuck is happening? And I can't even watch it now because it actually makes me gag. Like I nearly vomit. And like at the
And how his face looks after. Oh, it's all slobbery.
I couldn't watch it at all. I actually can't even talk about it.
I'm so sorry.
It's so gross.
My note is, I need to know more about this scene, but, like, maybe I don't. I don't know.
Right?
I literally almost vomited just now.
Oh, my God.
Like, I can't even think about it.
Yeah.
But.
Well, then, I feel so bad for him.
So bad.
So embarrassing.
And he's like, delete it right now. And they're like, nah, we're going to post that shit.
Like, that's fucking terrible. That's horrible.
Horrible.
So terrible.
But they do call the dog a thought dog.
A thought dog.
Thought dog. Get your thought dog out of the room.
I just like, did they at least they didn't make out with the dog?
I don't know. I don't know. I wasn't able to find anything on it. Thank God.
I just want that, like a disclaimer, like, that wasn't real.
My mouth is watering. Like,
surely it can't be real, right? Like, surely it can't.
That would be like animal abuse, right?
Right.
Right.
I just can't stop thinking about his face afterwards. Oh my God. I have like, such maybe a big stomach about this stuff.
I wonder if maybe they had like one of those mocap things on the dog. And then they like in post. It's mocap. It's how they capture, like, you know, people wear those like black suits with the dots on them.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or like CG. So it's actually them. So
maybe it was put in after.
Okay. Right. So maybe they put it on the dog and then that part was just put in after.
Yeah,
because there's no fucking way. Like, who would agree to do that?
Oh my God, I would literally vomit in the dog's mouth. That's like, I wouldn't be able to do it.
And that just like borders animal abuse and
it's just disgusting.
Yeah,
and you're so right. Like this, the slobber and the hair all over his mouth. It's so disgusting.
Like, I hope it isn't real, but I do like. I don't know. I appreciate like what they did here with Daniel's whole possession, because like it just it makes you very uncomfortable and it is so upsetting in a way that like you don't see all the time either. You know, like it was very it's very
and
different.
The element of them posting it is a whole other thing too, of like
a whole other horror.
Public
humiliation.
Horrible.
One thing we didn't talk about is the way that their faces change when they get possessed. You know how like around their mouths and their eyes it gets like
dark.
It's just interesting. I
had a note about that because I was like, I like that their eyes change, but why does their skin change? You know, like, but I guess it makes, it just adds to it overall. Like,
I think just to make it aesthetically.
I have a fancy, I have a preference of when he falls down too. I wonder how they did that. You just, I don't know. It's so good.
The cinematography here is really cool. I love how the camera follows when they lean back. It's just really cool the way that the camera moves with them.
Well, and like throughout this entire montage, it's just so good. Like the music they chose. Fucking Mia's creepy ass French singing, and like all of it is it's so good.
Haley's like crying prayer, and the synchronicity of like the music and the clapping and the dancing and the movement and all of it is just like
really cool,
phenomenal. It's great.
The whole time though, I was like, oh, these kids have bunch no of idea idiots. What the fuck they're doing, man. This
bunch
is not
of fucking idiots.
Not good.
Would you guys do it?
Nope.
No.
No. No.
Would I wouldn't you do even just go like there. The talk to me part, or would you?
I might I wouldn't do even the talk go to me to part.
I would maybe, I would maybe do the talk to me thing, but I would not let them in.
Fuck no. No, no.
Oh my
no,
God.
No.
But Joey said something and it made me laugh so hard. What did you say? Not the let you in. Come inside me.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, because
come inside
like,
me.
Come inside
the talk
me.
To
oh,
me.
No.
The talk to me part of it to me is like it's like Ouija board adjacent, right? It's just more of a direct line.
Right.
Like, no, I'm not letting anybody fucking in. No, 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 no.
No, 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 no,
no. No, 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 no.
Yeah, I would I know myself, you know, and I would definitely be way too curious to not at least want to see something. You know?
I don't know.
I would want to see it.
You don't think you would, Elaine?
I don't know. I succumb to peer pressure pretty easily.
I get that.
You know that about yourself.
If you guys were all doing it, I'd probably be like, okay. All but right. I would be scared shitless.
And Grace is like, nope, I'm not even going to the party. No. Yeah. Won't even go
like,
near
I'm
it.
Staying home.
This is why I'm the first to die, though.
The peer pressure.
I know this. I'm asthmatic and gullible. What can I say?
Gullible. When Riley is like wanting to do it.
Wait,
Jade.
I really dig the possession montage.
Yes.
You dig it.
You dig it.
That's great.
I like that.
Me too.
You dig it. Yeah, and then Riley wants to do it, which of course he's going to want to do it. He's watching all these older kids have fun.
And his friend
is
there.
He's going to want to. Right, yeah. And Jade, I totally, if I was Jade, fuck no. I would not be letting him. Although I probably wouldn't have even let him be there at all in the first place. So that's on her. But then Jade leaves the room and Mia's like, you could do it. Like, no, girl, that is not your place to let that happen. And she's like, oh, maybe it's not a good idea. Of course
it's
not a good fucking idea.
No. Terrible
You've
idea.
Experienced it. You think that's a good thing for a fucking 14-year-old kid to do? It's not even a good thing for you to be doing. Like, she's such a bitch.
Yeah, no, but that was a bad choice.
During the possession montage.
I would be so pissed if I was Jade.
Yeah. During the possession montage, I don't like, the only thing is, Daniel just shows back up.
I was surprised by that.
After all of the shit. Yeah, I thought it was weird, and that they didn't really
talk about it.
Talk about that. That's the only thing I don't, I wish they would have.
Yeah. Or I had this similar thought.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it's very minor, obviously. It's not like.
Right.
Oh, I think it's Haley that says, I can't help you, bro. Your sister's fucking boring.
Because, of course, that's something they would say.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
So up until the point where Riley gets possessed, I just kept wondering, like, what the purpose of Mia's mom dying was, and like why that was such a huge theme, like where it was going. So then when Riley got possessed and it was her mom, I was like, I get it. And now she's not going to want to stop after 90. Like, she's going to want to keep talking to her mom, and it's all going to go to shit. And then it does. And I was like, oh, well, yep. There we go.
Do you think it was her mom?
Nope. No.
Ever? I don't think it ever is.
Nope. Me either.
Nope. So it's fucking water lady.
Water bitch.
Water bitch.
Well, water bitch.
It's well water bitch. And the only reason they're even putting on this guise, right, as Mia's mom, is because they know that Mia is going to buy into it because of her grief. And if they are able to manipulate Mia, then Mia's going to make this whole thing last longer for Riley, and then they'll be able to latch onto Riley. Exactly. And so that was like the first time Mia, you know, got possessed at the party and liked the spirits liked Riley. Like, the whole time it was their plan to latch onto him. Oh, it's,
I feel the same way. It's so gross.
Who is it that says, I don't know if it's before this or after this or whatever, someone even says that they say what they want to get you to come in, or, you know, whatever it is. Yeah. Someone says that.
I think it might be during, because Mia's like, no, it's my mom. Like, I need to talk to her.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, it's not your mom. And she's like, no, but she called me. Like, only my mom calls me that.
I think
it was Joss was like, Duckett said that it can imitate people, can it?
Yeah.
Which kind of seemed like a little bit cheesy to me to like throw that in there.
Yeah.
Right. But yeah.
But now that you say all that, totally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally makes sense.
I didn't give that line much thought.
Yeah.
Right.
And it just,
Riley's acting so here bad. Is so good.
Yeah. So good. Insane. The fucking
eyeball.
The eyeball.
Oh, the eyeball. I said the bleed.
The bleed.
And the eyeball.
The bleed. And it just keeps going. Good.
It's
oh my so God. Good. Yeah, and then, the whole time I watched it, I was just like in shock.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shock. Yeah. Mouth agape.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then Jade comes back in the midst of all that. Imagine. Oh my God.
I can't imagine that.
No. And then she's the only one that like actually goes at, like, once he's by the window, and she puts her hand there, and he like breaks her hand basically by how hard he slams his face. Yeah. And I'm like, the whole time I'm like, someone go stop him. Like, someone
do something. Grab him.
Like, dog pile him.
Yep.
For real. Oh God.
And he just the way his body slams against the wall really fast.
Oh my God.
Like, yeah.
And it's just like such a lean back to a slam on the corner of, and like when we see his face and he's like looking up and the blood is just pouring out of his face. You can see
just how bad all of it really is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
and he's
so
just
bad.
Such a sweet boy. And now he's so fucked up.
Angel baby.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I love, you know, I always am like, I love characters I can care about. And I really like hate everybody except for Riley.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I still love it. Like,
yeah,
so much, because everyone's so believable. And
yeah,
like, not that it excuses anything, but like Mia not really having any reaction because she's just so like gobsmacked that she was maybe talking to her mom.
Right.
Like, if my mom passed I was like maybe talking to her, I would be like, what?
In shock.
Yeah.
And she clearly cares for Riley.
Yeah.
But it's shock that it's potentially was she was talking to her mom, and then now this boy that she cares about, or human, whatever, that she cares about, and then it's her fault that this happened, and just so many emotions.
Yeah.
So crazy. Yeah.
Wild ride.
Mm-hmm. I don't care for the kangaroo growl.
No, I didn't think I noticed.
When does that happen?
It's every time we see her mom, there's a kangaroo growl.
Yeah. Every time?
Yep.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh. I don't think I noticed
thing
it.
I don't particularly have a hankering for.
Yeah.
Hankering.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. I do like the nails sound.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I hate it, but I like it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a good effect.
And I liked the phone call that we can hear Sue having with Jade over, you know, the whole sequence of chaos. Like the police being there and everything else. I like how they do that.
Yeah.
Me too.
They actually do that quite a bit throughout the movie. They'll like use sounds from like the next scene in the current scene to kind of like transition. Like I noticed that in a few parts, and I really like how they did that. Like it's, again, it's subtle, but it's nice. It's a good little detail.
Yeah.
And when Haley and Joss are talking about like they can't tell the police about the hand yet because they're already sus about all of it because of Duckett. Like, they're not going to believe him. They're so fucked and everyone has to get their story straight. Like, it's just crazy.
Yep.
Yeah. But it's also when they're talking about that, you're hearing it as a background sound because Mia is so frozen. Mm-hmm. So it's like she's like maybe subconsciously hearing it. We're hearing it as she would be hearing it.
Right. Like kind of tuning it out.
Yeah. Because she's so like, holy shit. Yeah. Washing her hands and whatever.
Just purely in shock.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
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 I really cherish those moments.
Mm-hmm. Mia's dad brings her home and tries to speak to her. We see that Mia brought the hand home with her. She goes to the hospital in an attempt to visit Riley, but she's told to leave by Jade and Sue. Mia sees the ghost of her mother and follows it into the hospital bathroom. Mia and Daniel leave together. She asks him to stay the night at her house. That night, Mia dreams of kissing Daniel while her father finds her mother's dead body down the hall. She is then visited by a ghosty girl crawling on the bedroom floor. This ghosty starts sucking on Daniel's toes, but turns out it was actually Mia sucking on his feet the whole time. Daniel freaks out rightfully and leaves.
Talk about wanting to puke.
Ooh.
Yeah.
No.
No, no. It just made me laugh.
The ghosty girl?
Yeah.
Oh.
On the toes, it's just
It's just uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so sweaty, you guys, thinking about it. It's so foul.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're not a feet lady? You don't like feet?
No. No.
I don't like things touching. I don't like that it's like he's unaware of her doing it.
Yeah.
Well, of course.
And it's not even her. She's not even aware she's doing it. And like,
right.
Yeah,
and like, why the toes? Why the toes?
The ghost just has a foot thing.
And did this bitch actually put his like acting wise?
It looks like
he put his toes.
Whole foot was in her mouth. How do you?
Yeah,
probably.
I'd have a big mouth.
Mm-hmm. when Mia's in the hospital though.
Mm-hmm.
And sees her mom. Also, like, how dare you?
How dare you?
Show up.
I am with Sue and Jade on this shit. Like, mm-hmm. No, get the fuck out of here.
Get out.
The fuck out. But also, I'm curious, like, what Jade told Sue. Because, well, I think Jade didn't tell her about the hand. But that's also fucked.
Yeah. Right. Like,
because she knows. You know,
it is. Yeah. But it was still
Jade's fucking fault. Well, because you were making that comment about how
Mia's fault.
Smoked the pot or whatever.
Right.
Smoked the pot.
But I do like that we see the difference of Sue's attitude towards Mia. Because, you know, in the beginning, she loves her. She's amazing. She hugs her and whatever. And then this huge change. And I really get off on that.
Oh, my God. I really get off on that.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, speaking of Jesus Christ. Oh, no.
What? Go ahead.
Oh, my note just says Jesus Christ, his fucking face.
It's so he's so fucked up.
It's so terrible.
He's
so
fucked up. That's, it's so sad.
I feel like the makeup here is amazing. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you have anything on that, Lorelai.
Just that it's practical.
Ah, you can tell. It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's very good.
Who did the stuff for this? Have they done anything else?
Yeah, so it was Josh Head. He worked on The Invisible Man and Prometheus, among other things, but those were like the most prominent probably. Okay. And then Leith Keogh or Ko. I'm not too sure how to pronounce it. He was also part of the Babadook.
Mm.
And then this dude, Peter Babylon Owens. It's like puts quotes around it. Peter Babylon Owens.
Why don't you guys really call me Babylon?
Like, what the fuck? But he worked on The Matrix and The Ruins.
Oh, okay.
Also, a little tidbit on Riley's face injuries. Mm-hmm. Danny Filippo,
mm-hmm.
right? He used his own injuries from when he was in an accident when he was 16 as inspiration for Riley's injuries.
Oh, wow. Oh my God.
Mm-hmm. It'd be so cool to know how they did the smashing of the like when he's smashing his face, like
yeah,
how they shot that,
because it's mm-hmm. so real looking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
there's like a mini documentary on like the making of the movie on YouTube. I saw.
Oh, but
I think it's like an hour long, and I didn't watch it, but
that's fine.
We could watch it.
Maybe viewers watch it.
Yeah,
yeah, watch
again. This is another time when we see the mom. Reflection and like in the bathroom, and you hear the kangaroo sound again.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. I just don't. I don't like that.
Yeah,
I think that she just feels like so much guilt about it.
So mm-hmm. it's also like the guilt with the kangaroo, and just
yeah,
okay.
And I love that part in the bathroom where she can't mm-hmm. get the door open.
I know,
like
well, but that's another thing too. I'm just like, why does she still think it's her mom when the ghost is, like, clearly fucking with her?
Mm-hmm.
I think she just wants to see her mom so bad.
Yeah.
So she's just willing to overlook all of that.
All the red flags.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The dream as well. I definitely see those fears of abandonment there.
Right.
Yeah.
And it maybe shows, like, where her priorities are a little bit when she's like making out with Daniel and down the hall, her mom and dad are doing whatever. And when she turns around and Daniel's gone, like,
mm-hmm. yep.
Yeah. Before the dream part, Daniel says to Mia, she's like running down the stairs or whatever to get out of the hospital. And he says, Mia, what's wrong?
I know. Like, what do you mean?
Is wrong?
What do you mean? What's wrong?
What isn't wrong? What is right?
Right. Right.
What is right? Yeah.
But I don't... Mia should not have invited Daniel.
No.
No. Terrible at idea. All.
Nope.
Bad friend.
Nope. Yep.
Bad friend.
Bad.
Girl.
Come on now.
And then Daniel,
she's like, I don't want to be alone.
And then there's like awkward flirtation between them.
So awkward. Sweet golden retriever Daniel. That's what he is to me.
Aww. Is that what he is?
I think so.
I don't think that he's a good person.
No? Really?
Not really.
No. Why do you think he's a bad person?
I just think that he doesn't really want to be with Jade. He clearly still has a thing for Mia.
Right.
He shouldn't have gone to her house either. Like, he's just as responsible in that situation. I mean, she's horrible for inviting him, bad friend, mm-hmm. bad boyfriend for going.
Mm-hmm. Like, what are you thinking?
I think that mm-hmm. I think that everybody sucks except for Sue and Riley.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, everybody played a part.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. When Jade is watching all the videos on her phone, it is just, I said, the right amount of sad to draw you in. It's not over the top.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I have a soft spot for that.
Me too.
Yeah.
These are working out so wonderfully. Oh.
They're really landing, every one of them.
Every one of them, man.
When we see Jade walking in the rain to her mom in the car.
With her mom.
I'm like, first of all, did Daniel just fucking leave? Like, did he not tell her that he was leaving? Like, that's shitty.
Yeah, fair.
Didn't think of that, yeah.
Shitty. Mm-hmm. And then also, like, how she sits in the car with her mom, and, like, what would you say? Like, there's nothing you could say. Like, that's the most fucked situation.
Yep, and her mom won't even touch her. She, like, pulls away from her past.
I know.
Like, and you want, and then she immediately starts crying, because it's like, I want to not be mad at you, because you're my kid, and I love you, but I'm so mad at you.
How could you not be mad?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, how could you not place some blame? And confused,
probably, and yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Like, in Hereditary, like, Toni Collette can't even look at her son. Like,
yes.
Because he's responsible for what happened, but it's like, you love your kid, and you don't want to be mad at them, but it's like, you did this.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh. I love these kind of movies. Mm-hmm. I do.
Mm-hmm.
Me too.
Everyone is so fucked up.
Yeah. Everyone has a different layer of being fucked up. Even if it's like Daniel, who isn't like a super significant character, but like you said, he still shouldn't have gone to Mia's house. He still, you know, like there's still layers of being fucked up. And he did the gross thing with the dog.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's pretty fucked up.
Yeah.
You don't just do that.
No.
Just do that. I don't know what it is with Zach. I don't know if it's that he's not seen enough horror movies, which is odd. But he has a really hard time, like, being able to tell when there's, like, something creepy in the corner. Or, like, he didn't see the fucking little boy in the laundry room in Insidious. So when she notices that the fucking water walker bitch thing is in the corner, Zach was like, what is she staring at? I was like, there's a fucking ghost right there. What do you mean?
Right, did you hear her?
And then as she started to crawl, he was like, oh shit. I'm like, oh my God.
Oh my God.
I think humming?
Yes.
Ronald creepy. Is the same way. And let me, you know, sorry, Ronald, I love you dearly. And I'm sure, you know, Kayla, you love Zach dearly. I think it's men and that they can't multitask or think outside of just surface level of what's
I thought
happening.
You were just going to say or think.
Well, long pause.
Long pause.
Because they're just like, even what was one movie? Ronald took him like more than half the movie to realize it was a ghost movie. I was like, there's not serial killers. Was it?
Oh yeah, what was that?
The lawnmower to the face.
Sinister.
Sinister.
Yeah.
The lawnmower to the face.
Like there's just some like,
They're just oblivious. It's hilarious.
Yeah. Like, come on. Yeah.
So that kind of took me out of it with this part. Like it would have been creepy, and then Zach's like, "Who's she staring at?" And I was like,
"Ugh." Ugh. It is really like creepy. Anxiety thing too, maybe, where it's like you're always just looking for the thing, like what's coming up.
Fair.
She's fucking creepy too when she's crawling all slow and then she goes
there is a part where she looks like Mr. Incredible when he's in the newspaper in the black and white.
Oh my God,
I need to Google it.
Mr. Incredible newspaper.
She's got just like a long
it's very long. Yeah.
Oh, that's so funny. Yeah, she has a very long head.
It's just very long, like, sort of pro.
And no, it's just straight down.
Yeah, straight. It's like flat. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But yeah, she's very creepy.
Was the anyone toes. Else confused about this part? Can someone help me?
Mm-hmm. What are you confused about?
Well, we thought that it was Water Bitch sucking on his toes. And then it's Mia. Mm-hmm.
Well, and it weren't Water Bitch.
Right.
It weren't even Water Bitch. It was someone else.
Spirit.
So, was the spirit then, like, did it take over Mia?
Well.
Yeah.
Or, like, I don't understand because she sees it happening to Daniel, but then it's actually her doing it.
Well, so they're only supposed to do it for 90 seconds. And after Mia does it the first time, Haley's like, are you okay? Are you okay? We went a little bit over.
Right.
And she said that they'll want to stay. And then later they say that Duckett gave it to Joss because he was seeing things without it.
Right.
So I think just because they like went over, even if it was like a couple seconds, things are just, she's more susceptible to it maybe.
Sure. Yeah.
Well, and like she says, like when you're, like when you're doing the talk to me thing with the hand, it's like you're in the passenger seat. Like you can see everything that's happening.
Mm-hmm.
But you're in the passenger seat, even though it is happening to them. Mm-hmm. So I think it's the same thing here, just without the hand. So it is happening to her, but she's just watching it happen.
Right. Like she's in the passenger seat again. Like asleep.
Mm-hmm.
She was a little bit more
in like a vulnerable state. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. That makes sense. Maybe.
Mm-hmm. And she might be losing her mind a little bit.
100%. My next fucking note was Mia has lost her damn mind. I feel better about it then.
Okay, good.
Good.
How, I think his reaction here is perfect because what the fuck? How would you react to something like that?
Yeah. Bye.
What? Bye.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm out.
And then when she starts hitting herself,
oh my God, her slaps. So aggressive.
Yeah. I put that part in, like, because it's just like kind of a gap in between like two big things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you want to talk about that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it happens like right after
short.
So yeah.
Okay.
Mia decides to use the hand on her own. She calls on her mother and she appears. She says she didn't mean to kill herself and that Riley needs help. At the hospital, Jade and Sue are giving Riley a bath. Riley bites Jade, then throws himself on the floor and slams his head into the tile repeatedly.
Okay, I just had another revelation. And see, okay. I think this is why I need to watch this movie more than once. Mm-hmm. Now that we're talking about it, it's making more sense to me. And I'm jumping ahead a little bit. But
okay.
The whole Riley needs help thing. Okay. Because when we're first assuming that maybe this is really her mom and she's trying to help Riley. Right. But then I was like, no, this isn't her fucking mom. It doesn't make any sense. And like, why does she want her to help Riley? But that's mm-hmm. because later on they say that if you die while the spirits are inside you, then they keep you forever and they want to yeah. keep Riley. That's right. why she wants Mia to put him out of his misery.
Okay. So they can keep him forever.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's becoming yep. clear.
But she's manipulating Mia and trying to make it seem
like it's really like her it's and she's helping help Riley.
Yes. But Mia okay. is losing sight of what's actually happening and the actual yeah. consequences of using the hand.
Right. Okay. Cool. Yep. Got it.
And I think that this is a point where it's really easy to tell that it's not her mom.
Mm-hmm.
Because yes. at first she's like, no, I would never want to leave you. And it sounds just like her. And then we hear the gurgly, watery.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Oh. And then it's water changes. Bitch. And her voice changes. And it sounds like when Mia was first possessed.
Yep. Yeah.
Oh, I yep. didn't catch yeah. that.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
See, I noticed the slight decay of the mother throughout the mm-hmm. movie. Now is that the her revealing her real well walker self, because I took it as like she was dying more, like the mm-hmm. decay of like her being sure. able to see her mom sure. more. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Yeah,
I don't mm-hmm. know.
Her spirit was dying more or something. I don't really know.
I think that it's becoming more clear that it's not her mom.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't yeah. take that, but yeah, I like it.
And
now.
I wonder if maybe they did that more for the audience as a way to show us rather than tell mm-hmm. us. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not mm-hmm. not for Mia, because Mia seems like oblivious convinced. To it. Right. She like yeah. this yeah. is her mom, you know, mm-hmm. till the very fucking end, it seems. Mm-hmm. So I think that's a way for them to give us clues that this really isn't her mom.
Mm-hmm. I didn't pick up on those clues clearly.
When they're bathing Riley.
Oh, the fucking makeup here. I really get a kick out of it.
Yeah.
It's so good.
It's so good.
It is good.
God, and just smashing his little head into the tile and then licking at his blood.
God. Oh my God, the licking and the laughing.
Mm-hmm. And he's talking. Isn't he yeah. saying something to Jade?
What is he?
He says something to like Jade. I forget. Oh, no, but he says something. Words. He says something. Yeah. I forget what he says.
And then later we see, you know, it's like much later, but we see all the bite marks on him and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so good though. It's just like.
No, it is.
And the blood looks so real. It's so dark. Mm-hmm. It's not like mm-hmm. super syrupy looking or, you know.
No.
Yeah. It's not the bright pink blood from Black Christmas.
Yeah. Yes.
Or Idle Hands. Jam. It doesn't look like jelly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, they did a great job with the makeup.
Mm-hmm.
The teens gather again. Mia asks them if any of them have still been seeing stuff. Josh says that he got the hand from Duckett. They go to meet Duckett's brother, who doesn't really help them at all. Jade goes off on Mia, and Mia suggests that they use the hand again on Riley and this time make sure they close the door. They use the hand on Riley again, but it doesn't work. Mia tries to speak to Riley, but meets a little girl ghostie instead. The ghostie lets Mia in and shows her Riley surrounded by nasty spirits trying to get a hold of his body. Mia goes home and her dad reads her mom's suicide note. She sees her mom's ghost who tells her it's not true. Mom convinces Mia that bad spirits are imitating her dad. Mom is trying to convince Mia to kill Riley. The fake dad breaks in. The real dad is trying to get in the room. And when he does, Mia stabs him, mistaking him for the fake dad.
That's good.
It's worded fine. That part
that was yeah. really hard because yeah. there's so many fake people.
Yep.
When they're at, I think, Haley or Josh's house, all talking about everything that's been happening, and Mia's like, have you guys still been seeing things? And they're like, what the fuck? No. Like, Duckett used to talk about that.
Yeah.
But yeah. I liked when Daniel brings up that Mia was sucking on his feet, and Jay just goes, the fuck? Like,
the fuck?
For real. Like, first of all, she probably didn't even know that he had stayed over there.
She didn't. Right?
She didn't.
And now she's finding out about her sucking on his feet?
I'd be so pissed.
That means that they're laying in the same bed. And
Mm-hmm.
She's like, what do you mean? Woke up with Mia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Fucked up.
Did anybody find the part with Cole kind of pointless?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of like completely pointless?
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, because they didn't get anything out of it.
Nothing.
Nothing at all. Yeah.
No.
They just could have cut that whole part out.
Before that, though, when it's really, really sad, when Jade says to Mia, I wish you didn't force yourself into my family.
Yeah.
Also, can we talk about the growth that I have experienced? I just realized that I know everybody's names.
Oh my gosh, so happy for you. Look at you.
Huzzah. So proud.
Changing and growing.
Yep. I know, using different words.
Mm-hmm. Progress.
Mm-hmm.
But really, this is why you don't fuck around with shit that you don't understand. Because all of them are like, did we blow out the candle? What if we just do it again? And this time we blow out the candle. It's like, no, you're going to make things worse. Like, I understand you want to try to find like some kind of solution.
Right. You think you're helping.
You don't even know what you're doing. You didn't know what you were doing to begin with. Like, this is why you don't do this.
This is when I made note that it's like Mia is addicted to it. She's like, let's just do it again. What if
she's trying to find any reason to use that?
Yes. Yes, mm-hmm. And then she tries to do it on Riley a couple times, and then she's like, I'll just do it myself, and then, like,
because when it doesn't work on Riley, and Jade is like, Mia, like, we need to just stop, and she's like, no. Mm-hmm. I'm like, no.
Like, why don't you listen to anybody? Like, it's not, you should not be allowed to call the shots at all, ever again.
Mm-mm. Right. Yeah. You're not mentally sound enough.
No.
Not at all.
And it is crazy that that Jade even lets her do it again.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's just because Jade is so desperate to try to save Riley and do anything she can. Yeah.
What worse that can happen, I guess.
Well
mm-hmm. you know, like it already happened.
Mm-hmm. Right. I also didn't love the creepy ghost girl.
Oh.
She was fine.
Yeah, I think it's fine.
I was just like, there's always a creepy ghost girl. I was kind of like,
who is she?
Who is she? That was my thing. And I get we don't know who any of these spirits are, but it was just kind of like, oh, there's a weird, creepy little girl. Okay.
Yeah.
It just seemed kind of out of place.
I just wasn't as freaked out maybe as I was supposed to be at the part where clearly Riley is trapped, but that didn't really... I was just like, okay.
Yeah. That part. I thought it was just gross.
Yeah, to me, it was just like... It was upsetting, like, to think about, like, what he's experiencing. But no, it didn't, like...
Yeah.
It didn't scare me. I wasn't like, oh my God. I was just like, oh fuck.
No, yeah, I wasn't scared. Reaction I was just like, oh my God. So intense horrible.
Afterwards.
Right. Yeah. I think maybe. Yeah.
But imagine seeing that. That would be.
Yes.
That would be horrifying.
This boy that you care about is in like purgatory being.
Right.
Like,
being tortured. And when I kind of think of like spirits and stuff, like if they're real, I kind of think about them in that way where there's just like, they're just everywhere. All over. Mm-hmm. Everywhere. And we can't see them. Mm-hmm. You know, that's kind of how, not like that they're all like kind of attached to whatever, but that they're just everywhere.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wait, I don't know if we ever talked about it, and I could have been looking at my thesaurus. But we didn't really talk about her even taking the hand.
Oh, I know. We
did talk about that.
When she opened her fucking bag and took it out, I was like,
Oh
my God.
And again, she's grieving. She misses her mom.
She wants to see her mom. So
you're going to do crazy shit. But yeah, like, girl, what are you doing?
What doing?
And you're not going to be able to close the door on your own.
That's what I thought. I was like, how the fuck is she going to? You can't do this by yourself. And I guess she
didn't let her in.
Right. But she just talked to her. But still.
Yeah.
Bad idea.
Bad idea.
Lots of them being had in this movie.
Yeah. This part... with her dad, though, is I said, oh shit, it's his us dad.
It's his us dad. Yes. Yep.
Did anybody notice how dark that fucking house is? And they're sitting on the couch and he's reading the note. I was like, holy fuck, turn on a lamp. Like, it is so
it's not an annoying, jump scare in Connecticut house. It's just.
Right.
It's like because there's like no emotion in that house. No one loves each other in that house.
They're cold, just, like a crypt.
The warmth. No, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Also, Jade, why would you listen to this bitch anymore?
Oh my God.
Mia calls her clearly like off her rocker, not sounding well. Mm-hmm. Why would you listen to a damn thing she has to say? Why would you go there?
But
the fuck,
I want to go back to the us dad. It truly is. So it's creepy.
Yeah,
it is. And then she stabs her real dad.
Oh god, I know. Well, and this is another part that I was like, no, like, who is this fake dad then?
Is just this a spirit because they can imitate
people? It's just a spirit because they can imitate mm-hmm. people. But at first watching it, I was like, what the fuck is happening?
Yeah.
And she just is so far into it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And right here, too.
To her mom.
And right mm-hmm. here, too, with her mom in the mirror, she even looks like wet, like drippy.
Yeah.
Does anybody yes. notice that?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
See, and now that I know, I mean, we're assuming that this is, you know, the progression of her turning into the well walker, but right. I just took it as her just more decaying. That's what we mm-hmm. all said. Mm-hmm. But
yeah.
Yeah.
Because at first when she sees her ghost, her hair is big and
yeah,
like
it is right.
in the videos. And then like, mm-hmm. yeah, just as she goes, she's wet and yeah. she's bloated.
That's crazy. Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Soggy. Like that bitch was. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Soggy.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Soggy.
What's the word for when skin like slides off your body like that? What's that? There's a word in decomposition.
I know.
Oh, I don't know.
What is that word? It's a good word.
It is a good
it
word.
It goes along with soggy.
Oh, you know, word I really scary. Like with as a sort well. Of decay words is saponification.
Ooh, what's that?
Saponification.
What's that one?
I think it's something when you're in water.
Mm.
Thing that your all your stuff does.
Mm. All your stuff does.
Okay, wait. I'm literally good. Just seeing.
I'm gonna Google it.
Skin slippage. That's all skin I'm seeing.
Slippage. That's
ew.
What it is. Yep. Ick.
Oh, ew, ew, ew.
So it's where your skin just like falls off of you. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. It slippage just slips off. Slippage. Decomposition process when the top layers of skin become disconnected from the layers below and therefore slippage. Slip. Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. Therefore this slip. Is saponification. Oh. Is the process involving the hydrolysis of fats in the reaction, therefore leading to the formation of salts and fatty acids. The salt that's like just being in water, I guess.
Yeah.
In simple words, the process of making soap.
Oh, where you take yeah. the fat and okay.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Got yep. it. Got
I
it.
Could have gone my life.
Okay, it is in the event that occurs after death in which the body undergoes a chemical change that transforms body fat into substance called adipocere.
Mm, like adipose tissue?
Yeah, because it's your fat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's the consistency of semi-hard cheese.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Semi-hard cheese like a good sharp cheddar?
Yeah, yeah. A Munster, if you will.
A Gouda. Munster.
A Gouda.
A Gouda.
Good God.
Like a medium okay. cheddar. Did yeah. I say sharp?
Maybe like I a would medium, say medium cheddar. Like a Colby Jack.
Like sure. a Colby Jack. The Fiesta blend.
The Fiesta blend. Yes. Smelted over some nachos.
Oh, God.
I mean, nachos are oh, good. My God.
Not anymore.
I could go for some cheese.
Some ground beef on there, maybe?
Some head cheese.
Head cheese.
Well, I've thought about head cheese in some time.
I yeah, know. It's been a minute since we've
visited
nice. Head cheese. And now I'm just thinking about the schmegma.
Schmegma. Oh, no.
Yep, yep, yep.
Some
yep.
Fromunda cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Fromunda cheese. Gooch. Gooch. Goochie grease.
Grease.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
That's nice, isn't it?
This makes me feel really good.
So sorry.
So she killed her dad.
but
then maybe not.
Do we have any?
Right, he lives.
Yeah. Right. It was a good stab, okay. though. I did like the scissors to the neck and then the.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The splurting. Spurt. Yeah, it's nice.
Do you think that she just doesn't do anything and then just leaves because she's in so much shock and she heard what her quote mom says? So then that's why she doesn't help her dad?
Yes.
Yeah.
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 Mm-hmm. I really eat it up.
Oh. Ew, you know, after just what we cool. talked about is just
yeah, yeah,
eat it up. Okay, you guys up. Ready for the finale?
Yeah,
the last bit, the last part. Okay. In the morning, Mia calls Jade and tells her she knows what to do. When Jade leaves Riley, Sue finds Mia in his room. She apologizes to and forgives Mia, and Mia asks for a moment alone with Riley. She sees the old man's spirit trying to get a hold of Riley. She takes him from the hospital. Her mom tries to convince her to push him into the road. Mia is the one that actually died. Riley's fine. The film ends with Mia wandering in the dark. She's drawn to a light and grabs someone's hand. Now she is the spirit that someone is letting in.
This poor fucking mom.
Oh.
Oh.
I mean, really.
Like, seriously. Oh my god. Ugh. And then she feels so bad
for blaming
how she was with Mia.
Except that it really was Mia's fault.
It really was Mia's fault. And now she's trying to make it better.
Ugh.
But Mia has fucking full-blown lost it at this point, and she shouldn't. But she doesn't know. You know, she doesn't know anything that's going on. She has no idea, and she's just doing her best.
Right.
Ugh.
I mean, even if she did, how would you explain this shit? You know?
How would you explain it? Yeah. I had a note earlier. It was after Mia she gets let in and sees Riley with all the spirits. I was like, this kid is never going to be the same if he lives. Mm-hmm. Like,
right. Nope.
He's going to be so fucked.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, when he's like the old man and he's like, I want to feel you.
Yeah. Such a bummer. I loved the detail with the bag.
The black pee bag. Pee.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
How that changes and then we see him.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the blood bag. The pee bag in the whatever, the liquid bag. Yes. The IV drip
catheter
bag.
Catheter bag. Thank you.
It's a pee bag. Right, because it's below and not above.
Colostomy. Yes. Colostomy bag.
Colostomy bag.
Uh-huh. Is that the colostomy bag? I thought the colostomy bag is when you have the colon it's on your, I think that's your poop.
Okay, some kind of bag.
Your urine bag.
Your insides.
Urine bag.
Urine bag. I'm going to start calling people that.
Really, I have a soft spot for this conversation, you guys.
Anyways, I like how it turns like bloody and then like black. Mm-hmm. And then we see the old man who's just so icky.
And then he says, you can't take him. He's ours.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Ew.
Yeah. Big bummer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he says, why don't you touch me? I want to feel you.
Oh, I don't want to touch you, sir.
No, no. No.
Also, like, no one hears her screaming in there.
I know. It's a little.
My God.
Like, she's not being quiet.
And how did she even fucking get him out of the goddamn hospital?
How does she get out?
Yeah. He's not well enough to leave the hospital. People saw him in that wheelchair and they're just like, oh yeah, sure.
And like he's hooked up to so many things. So alarms are going off. Yeah.
Mia, endings are hard.
Endings are hard. Here, but
but it's
I don't think
good.
That would happen.
But I still, I still like the ending.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah. It's a better ending than I expected.
Yeah.
Why do I say, oh, never mind. I was like, who's Max?
Max the dad?
Yeah,
the dad. The only thing I was a little bit, some of it is unclear. Did Mia throw herself into the road? Or did Jade push her?
Jade pushed her.
Oh, Jade pushed her?
Oh.
That's what I thought.
Oh.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
But it wasn't entirely clear to me. And again, I want to watch this again.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, no.
Why?
She definitely pushed her.
You know that, or that's just your interpretation?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm pretty sure it's pretty, I thought that was pretty obvious.
I want to go
like,
back
right before everything happens, like the mom's spirit is like, I'm so proud of you, you know? Mm-hmm. And so I don't know why Mia would then choose not to push Riley, you know?
Right, to like
that just doesn't make a whole lot of sense
herself.
To me. And then she seems so like shitted by like what happens. Like, she wasn't expecting that to happen. You know?
Right.
Mm-hmm. So I don't I'm fairly certain Jade pushed her.
Okay.
Well, I
like that.
Yeah.
I think she to me, just a local idiot. I thought it was that she had a sort of like
moment
come to Jesus, if you will, and was like, wait, if I do this, then they'll take him.
And that's kind of what I thought
this,
too.
And I'm gonna I'm gonna sacrifice myself for this.
And
but what showed you that? Like what part made you think that?
What point showed you? I'm just kidding. I don't know. It's just something about her face.
Her hesitation.
Mm-hmm. Yes, her hesitation. For me. Her, yeah. Mm. And then she, I don't know. It's just something.
I don't
just
know either.
Waiting. And because her mom's hand is on her shoulder or something. And then she's just like, just this look on her face was just like, wait, what am I doing?
Yeah.
They can't. Right. And she's like, we'll get him. He's ours. We'll take him forever. And then she's like, wait right. a second. No, I don't want that.
That's how I interpret it as well. But now I kind of see both. Like, I think she was
having that moment. Well.
Mm-hmm. I think she was having that moment, and then Jade pushed her, and she didn't have a chance to redeem herself, which...
Right.
Right, you're yeah. about to kill him, so...
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Do
yeah.
you no, deserve no. that? I don't think so. So, right. I kind of like both.
Yeah, it works yeah. both ways.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that's still not clear to me, though, is how that saved Riley. Because then suddenly Riley's just, like, good.
See, that's granted, the other part where
I... don't know
how
much time has passed. It could be a while because she's a spirit, and so who fucking knows how
yeah, time
passes.
Yeah, I said it was like Beetlejuice, you know, like right. time like fast yeah. forwarded, like sure. Beetlejuice.
Yeah,
but I guess I just don't understand how her dying saved Riley from those spirits. Is it because the door finally closed because she was dead, and
maybe
those and spirits just, like, are no longer active?
See,
I don't know.
I took that's another reason why I took it as she sacrificed herself.
To, like, trade places with him?
To trade places with him. Yeah, whatever. And then he's fine. I don't know. I didn't really, I guess, read too much into why he's fine, but he's fine or whatever.
And I'm glad he's fine.
She did it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only part as I was thinking about it, couldn't quite figure out.
Yeah.
I wish I could watch. Okay. I didn't have to pay, but I wish I could just watch the ending again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I want to see it again, but I don't want to.
Other than the not knowing that part and understanding that part, it was a great ending, I think.
Oh
and
my
I do
God,
like how she's just like wandering.
Oh.
Yeah. How scary, too. Oh.
Yep.
So scary.
Like, I hope that's not what dying is like.
No, same. That gives me, like, the ending is so good. Mm-hmm. Besides all of that, the actual ending where she's like walking through the hallway, she can't catch up to her dad.
Yep.
She can't catch up to
her
friends. She
doesn't see her reflection.
She doesn't see her reflection full circle. She sees the kangaroo, like all of these things. And then it's just dark. Mm-hmm. And she walks toward that candle and you know what's about to happen. And you're like, oh my God,
shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, see, I think that it's like that for her or whatever because she, you know, still going with this part or whatever, because she sacrificed herself. So she doesn't get to see anybody. You don't get the satisfaction of seeing anybody else happy, right. yourself, nothing.
Right.
Sure. And she was kind of pass on. You're just
in the
like
last
stuck.
Part of her life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, that's like what I was thinking is like with the hand in general is like the hand itself is its own special purgatory kind of. So all of these souls that they've been seeing, that they're interacting with, they're all souls that have been, like, entrapped by the hand. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. And so now that's why she is still tied to it, and that's why she's being summoned at the end with the with the thing, you know?
Yeah, and that's probably why it wasn't actually her mom, because you can't just summon anybody.
Yes. Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why, like, those are the hands. That's why, like, all the spirits, too, they look, like, fucked up in their own certain way of, like, how they died. Because they all died in these, like, really horrible fucking ways.
Circumstances.
Because of what, like, the hand made them do. And, like, what.
And maybe that's why she can't interact with anybody else, necessarily, because that she's not, like, another ghost. She's a hand ghost.
She's a ghost. Like, those ghosts can only do what they do if they're let in.
The only thing that would make me doubt all of that, even though I love it, is the little girl.
Yeah, the little girl. See, the little girl throws me off.
Really makes sense.
Why does that part throw you off?
Well, if we're talking about how, like, all of these spirits were entrapped by the hand somehow, I think that insinuates that they had to have used the hand.
Right.
Right, and so why would this little girl have used it?
Why would that little girl in the hospital have used it?
And she does look like she just died, like,
she's
in the hospital or something. Like, yeah.
Yeah, that part doesn't make a whole lot of sense. I don't know.
But I still like the theory. I like the theory.
I still like it. Yeah, I like that.
I do too.
Oh, that's cool.
That's cool.
I just didn't think about that. I like that.
Yeah.
I'm really glad you
like
this
our
movie.
Interpretations of the ending.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and kind of like throughout. Yeah. It's, and that's the cool thing about this movie is like there is room for interpretation, which I like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know,
it's not so cut and dry,
mm-hmm. but it's not confusing at the same time.
Mm-hmm. No. Yeah.
Just makes sense. Yeah. Now think. That we talked through some of my questions.
Mm.
Yeah.
Because
again, I need to watch it again. Yeah. I think, yeah, it deserves a second viewing for sure. Yeah.
I'm excited for the prequel sequel because I wonder if they'll go more into the hand. I wonder if...
I'm curious to see where they go with it, yeah.
Yeah, me too. Mm-hmm. Or if they're just
I do not have
it.
High expectations.
Maybe the prequel, because I know you said they talk more about Duckett, maybe it'll be like... more about the origin of the hand, and then towards the end, he gets it, and we see
right.
how that goes, and then it ends with him dying, and then...
Mm-hmm. Oh, that'd be cool. That'd be cool.
You know?
I mean, it's already made, so is the other one. They're already done, made.
Why have they not been released?
It's a, they have a release date for the new... because it just came out this year. They have a release date for the 2020... the prequel sometime 2024.
Okay.
And then I'm sure the That's next one will be 2025.
For them to already have the prequel on the sequel yeah. film when it just Insane. Came out like less
they
than a year
that
ago.
Good about it.
Yeah, I guess they knew it was going to be. Yeah.
Well,
a
it
hit.
Came out in Sundance and like South by Southwest and all that stuff in like 2021 or 2022.
Oh, mm-hmm. maybe that's why it says 2022. Yeah, because it was mm-hmm. in an Australian film thing too.
Yeah, it was in a bunch of film festivals. Yeah. Like, yeah, so maybe it, and then they were like, it did so good. Yeah.
Makes
yeah,
sense.
It was like A24 and. Sony or Universal had like a bidding war for it.
Mm.
So maybe just because it did so well in those film festivals, they were like,
"Let's fucking do it.
Let's do yeah. it."
Mm-hmm. That's yeah. awesome. Hmm. Yeah. Well, I mean, it did really well. It has 94% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Wow. Yeah. Damn.
Everywhere seems like it has really good.
Looks like the lowest is 7.1. out of 10 on IMDb, but that's still really good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it did well.
I didn't see any like bad reviews either, like when I was looking Mm-mm. for reviews. The cool. lowest was like 3 out of 4 stars or whatever.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, this was a fun one to talk about. I'm glad
yeah,
that
I was glad it was Me suggested.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know that yeah. I would have otherwise watched it.
I right. wanted to see it when it came out. I just didn't.
It's just yeah. so, it's a very unique
mm-hmm.
horror
mm-hmm.
movie.
It's Yeah, because it's ghosty, but you know how I don't really like ghosty movies and stuff like that. And I, yep. they did a really good job.
They did.
Yeah. Nice. Gore gauge. What are we thinking for gore?
I didn't even think about gore.
I mean,
the face is pretty brutal.
And like the ghosts are all pretty yucky.
Like it's 7, 8?
Whoa.
I'm thinking 6 or 7.
6.
I like 6.
Because the stab.
Yeah. Because there's not like a ton it's of it, but when it face, happens,
though. It's just, it's well done and it's a lot. Yeah.
Yeah.
When he smashes his face, or I guess in the hospital also.
Yeah.
It is intense. There's yeah, so intense. Much of it. And the stab in the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like 6.
6 out of 10.
Solid.
Yeah. So I think our scores are just...
all over the place.
We're just all over the place. Fuck we think.
We're just all over the place.
Yeah.
We're not basing it on what we said. No.
There's no actual criteria. No.
Not at all.
No, yeah, no. Just what we think.
Maybe one day we'll. That.
Maybe one day we'll create some criteria.
Speaking of 6, though, the next movie we're doing, are Whoa. We doing Studio 666?
Yeah.
That was a good segue. That was tight.
Yeah, that'll be fun. I still haven't seen it, so it'll be my first time watching it.
Same. I'm really excited. I yeah. wanted to see it when you first did, Grace, and you suggested it, and it just, there's so many movies. It's so hard to watch
yeah.
them all. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm very excited for that one.
Hell yeah.
Also, yeah. if you guys have suggestions, let yeah. us know, because this was fun.
Give us some more suggestions. I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That it doesn't was have to fit with the theme. It could just be
nah. whatever. Yeah, this was fun. I liked it. Because mm-hmm. then, I don't know, it's just like random, and I like it.
But yeah, send in your suggestions, you know, follow us on Instagram, all that good stuff.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening.
Don't forget to wear your sunscreen. and drink your water and wear your shoes and lock your fucking doors and don't touch hands.
Don't suck on your friend's feet or make out with their dog.
Don't make out with dogs. Be nice to your friends.
Yeah. Don't let spirits in. Don't do that.
No. Don't let anyone in.
Don't let them come inside you.
No. Oh, no.
Nope. Don't do that.
No. Don't do that.
Bye.
We are wishing you a very happy holiday, whatever it is that you celebrate. We are going to be taking a short break for the holidays ourselves, and we will return sometime in January with the Studio 666 episode. So our return date will be announced on Instagram whenever we decide that will be, so keep an eye out for that. And in the meantime, enjoy yourselves and the holidays and the holiday food and your families. And if you're doing nothing, enjoy that as well. And we will see you back in January. Bye!